This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Since the end of the Civil War, we have not seen a Republican president 2 years into his term keep the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. But we've seen a major political realignment, not just here but around the world, against globalism, against modern collectivist corporate crony capitalism. We have seen a major political realignment, but they've got the New York Times and the usual suspects, The Hill, coming out and saying, top analyst, Dems, now favored to take the House in the midterms, but embarrassed by all of their fake predictions before, they say this is a soft prediction. So they are creating the illusion that the Democrats are going to win. And, of course, San Francisco just passed a law. They did this, too, several years ago, but then the state threatened them, so they removed it because it was going to bring federal regulators in. And they said, listen, just cover up. Just go ahead and let the illegals vote and vote the names of dead people on the voter registration rolls. Don't make it so obvious. But towns in Illinois, towns in Vermont, towns in New Hampshire, towns in California, towns in a whole bunch of states. Last time I saw, 14 states were passing or had passed laws so that illegal aliens could vote. There's NBC News. But if you go to Snopes, funded by George Soros, it says that I have made that up and that Trump has made that up and that Democrats don't want illegals to be able to vote. A year and a half ago, Illinois passed it in the legislature, and then the governor didn't sign it, saying, even though I agree everyone in the country deserves representation, we have to change the federal law. So they play this mind game where they're bringing in all these illegal aliens. They're brainwashing them into being collectivists. A lot of them are coming out of Venezuela and other communist countries. And then they turn around and play this game where they go, nobody's trying to let illegals vote. That's just insane. And Trump's insane. Nobody voted illegally. And we have countless videos all over the country of the Democrats, Project Veritas and others have got it, just bragging, oh, yeah, we bust the homeless around, we bust the illegals around, and we get them to vote, 10 times for Democrats on average. That's the standard, about 10 polling places is what they visit a day, and they give them alcohol, everything else. See, illegal aliens, though, on average, are more moral than the homeless folks, and there's not actually a huge illegal alien voting problem. That's why they're legalizing it, and then the illegals will go vote. That's why Obama said during the campaign, 6 months before the election, 2016, he said, oh, it's the responsibility of immigrants to vote, and to vote as much as they can, repeatedly. Wasn't even veiled, because they want to tell the illegals, yes, you're allowed to vote. So that's why the Democrats are first making it. We don't need any citizenship to get a driver's license. And then with that driver's license, you can vote. And then other states try to pass citizenship laws to get a driver's license, or at least green card. And they say, oh, my God, that's insane. No one wants to have illegals vote. This is the game they play, hoping you're stupid. So a whole bunch of big cities have already legalized illegals voting, like Chicago, San Francisco. And I just wanted to start the broadcast with that today, because they say there's this big Democrat wave, and oh, my gosh, they're going to win. And the only way they're going to win is with massive election fraud. So we need to be at the polling places watching and documenting this, Project Veritas-type stuff. We need to be out there exposing it, and every patriot needs to absolutely vote. And go get your grandma, your grandpa, put them in the wheelchair if you have to out of the nursing home. Take them down there and have them vote. because this is the critical fight to try to save this country nonviolently. And Trump's doing a great job getting ready to revoke these traitors' security clearances. We'll look at all that, the Israeli shootdown of a Syrian plane, and more straight ahead.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 4 hours. Paul Watson is coming up co-hosting in the fourth hour today. Now, Trump is definitely moving in the right direction now with the move to pull the security clearances of the traitors like Clapper, Brennan, Comey, and many others. Because these are deep state, Chi-Com-funded globalists who see America as their enemy and as their happy hunting ground with a bunch of gullible schmucks they can feed off of. And when Clapper, I'm going to play the clip in a moment, and others get up on television on the Communist News Network and tell you on Wolf Blitzer's program, and Wolf Blitzer is a known Mossad Israeli agent, that's declassified, and when Anderson Cooper isn't just a famous blue blood robber baron family, the Astors, he's CIA. The point is, it's not CIA, it's globalist foundations in foreign interest that basically combine in CNN as an information warfare operation against America. They're paid by Gulf states. They're paid by communist China billions of dollars to engage in their criminal activity against this country. And so Trump is now exposing that whole situation. But when they say, oh, it's a national security threat for you to do this, but we don't care. It's no big deal. We don't get security briefings anymore. It allows them to talk to people who are still inside the government, the stay behind networks that they admit they have, three or four levels down, blocking Trump at every level and engaging in mutiny and complete and total sabotage. So they can start being indicted right away when they still leak classified info about the peace deals in North Korea or what's happening in Syria. They're working against U.S. interest. And that's not rhetoric when we say it. Brennan, in college and then out of college, was a devout member of the Communist Party, voted for Communist Party presidential candidates USA, and told New Yorker magazine just a few years ago that he was proud to vote communist. That's right. He then converted to the most radical form of Islam that Al-Qaeda and ISIS follow when he was the CIA section chief in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. This is public information, the FBI has released it, that he converted to Wahhabism. So, of course, Obama put him in charge. And he says, oh, I don't even need it, but don't take it. tried to play mind games. He absolutely wants that security clearance so he can continue to be given classified information by other criminals inside the government. I'm going to explain something again, because I'm certain to see Tucker Carlson talk about it, Sean Hannity, that's a good thing, and the president's starting to hammer, because it's a fact. The Office of Personnel Management, 21 million names. People are like, Alex, you have hundreds of articles. They're all important. Why are you telling us something you say every day? Because I said you expose global government as corporate, free market, but not for the general public, tax exempt, and that it wants you poor living under socialism, but it is exempt, it will fall. It's falling worldwide. They thought we were that dumb, they could bring in a planetary corporate government, tax exempt above the law, to then raise our taxes and break up our families and dumb us down. It's the same thing. Hillary, in secret meetings with Putin, now admitting it, saying she bonded with him, did secret uranium deals with him. It's over for him. We have the ace of spades. Play it. So I will battering ram this stuff till it gets out there. And then the Chi-Coms and the Office of Personnel Management, 21 million names given by Obama to the Chinese. Those names aren't in one place. Those names are in computer vaults that aren't even wired to the Internet. They were downloaded and they were delivered to the communist Chinese. We know that. And they're using it for an infiltration model of the universities as their command bases with a Maoist plan. This is all coming out now. Even the Washington Post had a report on it. It's basically a loyalty test 2 months ago. That all 50 major public schools in the United States had basically gone under full Chi-Com control, and that they found that they would put them in charge with their operatives, not just people from China, but their operatives, if they had pledged loyalty to the Communist Party, had pledged loyalty to the Chinese Communist, and had pledged loyalty to the Council on Foreign Relations, and then they would put them in the hiring facilities at the schools to then bring in all their people. We are close to death as a nation. We are completely overrun. Trump is a last-ditch effort to turn this around. People say, well, why doesn't he just come out and say all that? Because if he says it too quickly, it'll crash the stock market. It'll sound completely insane. That's why these Chi-Com globalist operatives, the big banks allied with the unelected EU, the communist Chinese, this was all at Davos a year and a half ago. Go back. China admitted it. They said, we're all merged. We will defeat America as a combination. Okay? So it's here. And you have to understand, the globalists set China up to do this. This has all been planned. And so Trump now moving against these people is absolutely critical. They are arrogant. They are traitors. They are the worst people on the planet. If you're a TV viewer, just look at this photo of these guys testifying to Congress. Brennan, Clapper, and Comey. Look at the insane mental illness arrogance of these people. They were all hired and vetted because in college they wrote theses, especially Clapper and Brennan, on how much they hated capitalism, how much they hated America, and how much they had been thoroughbred prepared to bring the country down. Now there it is, New Yorker magazine. CIA director reveals he was a communist sympathizer. Voted for the communist presidential candidate twice. Snopes says it's not true. Snopes says that if the fire department Catholic crosses are Nazi, they say they control reality. This is what they do. This is their sick behavior. But these are the people that think America is theirs. Look at them. Pledged to destroy you. Pledged for total control. And they thought that they had won. We are still in the thick of a very serious battle, but that's happening. We're going to come back and play all the clips of them freaking out about it. Also, we're going to look at the Denver Post runs an article calling, demanding for Trump to be executed. This is the insane situation we're in. Also, there's a big disinfo article by George Soros in Media Matters, saying that Alex Jones pantomimed shooting Robert Mueller. No, I didn't. Any more than saying Texas and OU football teams have the Red River shootout, and so that means they're all going to go shoot each other. I said politically, it's high noon with a globalist, and we're not going to flinch. And in the information war, we're blowing the hell out of them. Everybody knows when you say, boy, that tackler killed that guy, or, Trump's killing it. Or Trump slaughtering the deep staters doesn't mean that. They're the ones calling for violence everywhere, every day. We're calling for peace. Last thing I want is Mueller to end up being a martyr. But that's the only card they've got is killing Obama or Mueller, call him Mueller, and just all of it. That's all they've got is some wound-up mental patient killing Hillary. We certainly don't want that. We want them very, very healthy so they can all be indicted and then end up getting sent to prison. We're going to go to break and come back with all this news and more on the other side. I did it again. We are running. This is the biggest special ever. I keep escalating them because you respond. You like it. But we have to sell a lot of product to fund the operation. It sells like this. We will have new sales tomorrow. This is the last day for Defeat the Democrat censorship plan to destroy InfoWars. Super sale at 67% off and store-wide free shipping. It's got to end today. It'll probably go down tonight because I got a couple new products that are coming in, some new specials that are limited but still really good. We're going to run tomorrow. But right now, this is unbelievable sale on DNA Force, Alpha Power, all these big specials, X2. You need to experience all these great products for yourself and help fund this operation. It will defeat the globalists, and it's just amazing. So thank you for your support. Take advantage of this incredible sale and find out how game-changing these products are. A lot of great T-shirts as well at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, tomorrow's news today. I'm Alex Jones.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
George Soros runs the corporate media in this country. Media Matters puts out their spin against President Trump, against myself and others, and the media takes it and then expands on that. They had congressional hearings last week where they said that I said no one died at Parkland and that they were all crisis actors. Never said that. Total fraud, total lie. Doesn't matter. Well, the latest thing was an allegory yesterday where I 100% said politically we are destroying the deep state and the globalist. Like the Red River shootout. UT versus Oklahoma. They play up at the Cotton Bowl in Texas, North Texas, halfway between the two schools, and they call it the Red River shootout. Does that mean people are shooting anybody? I don't want anything to happen to Robert Mueller. I don't want anything to happen to Hillary. That the only way they could beat us now is a big false flag against Hillary or Obama or Mueller. I said, politically, it's high noon, and I'm marching in against Robert Mueller. And then I said, when it comes time for them to politically draw, we're going to, just like I was 5 years old, dressed up in a cowboy outfit after Christmas, pew, 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 like a Western. A five-year-old would understand what I was saying. We call for peace. We call for not having violence. The Democrats are in the news every day. Denver Post publishing stuff calling for Trump's execution. Mudd goes on TV of the CIA and FBI and says the deep state's going to kill Trump. We all know about it. We've all seen it. It takes hours to go over it, how they want to kidnap his family and rape his kids. So Media Matters says Alex Jones pantomimes shooting Robert Mueller. Because even they knew it was clear that I wasn't saying I physically wanted to do it, but because I made the motion politically, they then said, oh my gosh, look, he's threatening the special counsel and Lord Rosenstein and all the rest of it. But then by the time it gets to the Hill, that's got a special hatred for me, Alex Jones threatens Mueller. You're going to get it or I'm going to die trying. But the good part about this is I did this on purpose yesterday. In a split second, I said, I'm so mad at him. Pull up articles on this guy. Search engine. Jeffrey Epstein was given immunity by Mueller. He was an informant for a decade, blackmailing politicians and others on the Lolita Express sex plane. So you guys took the bait, hook, line, and sinker, and I wanted to wait because Media Matters ran it last night. Nobody picked it up, and I was kind of upset this morning because now it'll chain reaction, though. Now it's in the Hill, and it's proliferating. Yeah! Got you, baby! Oh, you took the bait, sweetheart. And that's what I'm saying. At high noon, I'm going to get you politically. I'm going to get you good. Going to get you fast before you ever knew what hit you. No matter what happened to me. You see what I just did? See what I just did? I knew they love lies. So they'd take what I said and act like I said I was going to shoot Mueller. The last thing I'd ever do. In fact, I hope he gets all his medical checkups. Lives a long time in federal prison. I hope he spends, you know, the next 30 years of his miserable, evil, traitorous life in there. With his uranium deals to Russia and all the rest of his covering up for the Clintons and the Bushes and 9/11. He's a monster. He knows where the bodies are buried. So, now they took the bait. They took what I said that was 100% an allegory. I said, politically, I'll meet him at high noon and defeat him, and that we're going to win this thing politically. Like Red River Shootout is a sports analogy. Are they really, is the Texas University, UT, going up to Dallas and meeting the OU folks? Are they shooting each other? No. Any moron would know what I said. But see, that's not why I did it. I did it because they knew they'd jump on it. And I said the Jeffrey Epstein stuff right in the short clip so they had had trouble editing it. And now the fact that he protected the Clintons and the pedophile rings is all over the news. Oh, this is luscious. I told you, Mueller. I told you, you wicked devil. I told you. So, sonny boy, that's how the cow ate the cabbage. You walked into that one, didn't you, Soros, you old Nazi collaborator dirtbag? And so all folks go, this guy's crazy. He's going up against this criminal Mueller that, you know, does all this stuff. What's he thinking? Folks, we're going to lose if we are afraid of these people. And I already told you, I wasn't an active participant in almost all of it but one, but I'm guilty for paying for abortions. Usually after the fact, and I feel guilty. So whatever happens to me, I deserve. But let's be clear. I didn't let people fly around on airplanes for a decade raping little kidnapped girls. I didn't want part of that and using it to blackmail everybody. That's who needs to get in trouble. And he's going to get in trouble. And you're all going to get in trouble that sell this globalism. So I'm going to explain again. I'm a shock troop. I am hitting the barbed wire. I'm hitting the beaches. It's my job, and I'm here to do it. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it 110%. Everybody just needs to understand that. And when it's all said and done, if I get killed or set up or put in prison, it isn't because they won or they had power. It's because I chose to step into the arena to bring them down on me because I've got even bigger plans in fifth-dimensional chess. I don't know if Trump plays it, but I do. When I go with my instincts and my gut with these people, I can beat them every single time. They're all these Ivy League candy asses that all get up there and try to show off to each other how tough they are, and they go along with the system, and then they sell out to the Chi-Coms and the big banks, and they all have a trained hard-on for the Midwest and America and Texas and Christians and gun owners, and they think we are idiots. We broke 5 days before anybody else that Tony Podesta, in between all of his pedophile art, which he put in the Washington Post, fact, and all his other sick behavior, got immunity to testify against Manafort and, you know, tell a bunch of big fish stories. But look at that face. Looks like Dennis Hastert, doesn't he? See, their undoing would be, they did a coming out in 2007, 2009, where they had all these directors and all these people and all these lobbyists come out and say, oh, I got pictures of naked kids on my walls. I like it. He had that in the Washington Post in 2007. So now it's all coming out, see, and it's all this sick proof. Now, I've never gotten any intel that Mueller actually diddles the kids himself, but he sure videotapes it all in the big mansions and the jet aircraft, and they use it to totally blackmail all the billionaires. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But immune wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immunewald, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Alex Jones Show.
I am your kamikaze patriot. We're winning the war. We've already defeated the globalists. Unless they try to totally launch a new world war, and they'll lose that as well. They're done. They already know they're defeated. They're just figuring out some alternate ending where they can get out of this with their hides. There's nothing like karmic enforcement, isn't there? Now, Hard to turn that off. That's the guy from the Eagles, his own solo career. Good stuff, man. Taking a ride. Mueller ain't going to beat the rap. He ain't going to beat the ride. Because the ride is the rap, brother. Unbelievable lies. I made it totally clear that I wasn't threatening Mueller physically. I was threatening him metaphysically, politically, culturally. You want to assassinate my name? Brother, I'm an open book. You are not. And now the season has come. The season of exposure. Seasons of the abyss. Where your protection of massive international pedophile rings are coming out. And I love how the media picks this up and doesn't even deny it. Because it's even in the New York Times that he let Epstein get off the sex with seven-year-olds and over a decade of recording billionaire men having sex with girls 16 down to 7. And going to these Mediterranean islands and these Islamic caliphate bases with these sheiks that have modern harems, have kidnapped Western women and children, and then the Caribbean islands, and Clinton constantly on the aircraft. Just disgusting. And Hillary's first job was protecting pedophiles and making jokes about it. But seven men gang-raped an 11-year-old girl till her cervix shattered and her guts came out. A woman has been here in studio with me, grabbed off her bicycle outside Little Rock, taken to a cornfield, and raped for a day and a half by seven men drunk on whiskey, local Richie Rich boys. And Hillary got recorded. We played the recording. She knew they were guilty, but they passed lie detectors, and she thought it was so funny, and she cackles like a witch. Because, hey, you make your bones when you start protecting local rich boys that rape little girls, don't you? That's how you show the higher-ups you're ready to play ball. Her dad was a mob boss up in Chicago on record, and they sent their little girl down there to run some things on those hayseeds in Little Rock and in Hot Springs, where the mafia was actually really based since the 20s. And ran the moonshine nationwide out in bottles of so-called mineral water on those trains. They'd deliver them right down here to Austin, right down to Houston. And the folks would load them off and ship them all over. I know because I had family involved. Shane Steiner's great-grandfather, Buck, ran it in Texas. Small world. But the whole point is that he sent his little daughter down there, boy. She was in Time Life Books as a senior in high school, Time Life magazine. They said, this will be the first woman president. That smart little daughter of that mob boss, boy. She got kicked off the Watergate committee for creating lies about Nixon. She was an assistant on the committee. And then she went right down to Arkansas and said, they said, little girl, you got to represent pedophiles. You got to represent them to show you're on the dark side. And she said, let me bathe in their pain. It's all an allegory. Hollywood knows it. It's their religion. George Lucas wrote Episode 4. Star Wars is super cheesy except for the allegories. And then what does he tell the newly minted Darth Vader? What does Palpatine tell him? He goes, you must go to the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Only then will you be powerful enough in the dark side. Go kill 400, 500 little kids. And then your journey towards the dark side will be complete. So they told Hillary, go forth and represent the pedophiles. Defend them and them having their will with children. Prove yourself, woman. Defile the children. Kill the child. Corrupt them all. Yes, hell awaits you. The jaws of hell open wide, and the big lapping red tongue slithers out. Hillary thinks she's the mouth of the tongue. Hillary is the hors d'oeuvre. Hillary is the racked servant of evil, twisted and fallen, prepared for hell. We're going to go to break because I want to come back and play all these clips of them panicking in full retreat. And the reason I'm poking the fetid pedophile nest is because it must be done. We have to stop living in fear of political correctness, being called Nazis, being called homophobes, being called all this made-up crud. Oh gosh, don't oppose them. They'll call you names. Good. I look at Mueller and his crooked little entourage coming into Congress and everyone groveling and feeling like you walk in your house and somebody's got a dog visiting and it rolls over, it's scared and it pees on itself. I watch America roll over on its back, show its belly, and pee on itself in front of Mueller, and I'm not doing it. I said politically, metaphysically, I'm banging heads with these people. Like a big battering ram, drawing me back, beating the drums, boom! I want to ram my head into their soul. I want to split my skull when theirs shatters. I want to stumble back and fall dead with my ancestors that were honorable as the enemy is defeated before me, metaphysically. I want to play chicken. I want to stay on the road true, like the North Star. Committed, destined to victory, destined to lay in the halls of those that were honorable as an example to the future. I will. You will. This is spiritual. This is the epic choice. And those monsters at the Clinton-controlled FBI at the top, and I'm not defending the FBI, but if you sit there and say the whole FBI is corrupt or even half of it's corrupt, you're helping the globalists because the average person isn't corrupt in the FBI. I've looked into it and studied it. And say, here, they're all corrupt. They think we're then full of bull. No, it's the top, like Trump said, of this globalist George Herbert Walker Bush, CIA. Most of them are actually CIA foundation people. They're not even FBI that are at the top, and these are bad people. And they think they've broken your will. No. You will not break their will unless you commit 1,000,000,000%. Squared to infinity. These are people that revel in the innocence and pain of children. I am more than honored to let them know that I challenge them on the field. I take them on the field. I will break them on the field. I cannot lose. If I defeat them and survive and die at 92 years old, I win. If I am destroyed next week, I win. As long as my soul is pointed at God, I am victorious. And that's all I want you to understand. All right, we're going to come back. I promise to get to all these clips. But Trump is now taking the gloves off and symbolically saying they don't have clearances. They're the enemy. It's all coming up. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We're hated because of our spirit. We're hated because we don't live in fear. We're hated because we love God. These people are pathetic. They live in nothing but fear and insecurity. They fear the light. We love the light.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ago, when Trump was beginning his run, that this would be a move to expose the deep state and how they control people, namely money laundering, drug dealing, pedophilia, things like that, classic corrupt intelligence agency type operations. It's not enough now to say some guy's cheating on his wife or vice versa to control him. You don't get in the club unless, you know, you're having sex with 15-year-old chicks, young ladies, and then it just goes down from there to killing 2-year-olds. And so that's all coming out now. That's all coming out. And they're scared. And they should be. Because it's now a metaphysical death battle versus good and evil. Political. Cultural. To the death. The Democrats have said, we're in a fight with the Republicans to the death. Did I write articles going, oh my God, the Democrats are saying they're going to kill all the Republicans? When they say to the death, it means all the way to the end. But then they explain in the Denver Post and the LA Times and the New York Times, the Washington Post and everywhere else, they want to kidnap Trump's family. They want to kill him. They want to kill me. Blah, blah, blah. Here's the headline. Infowars.com has it. Denver Post runs a letter, which means they selected it and agree with it, to the editor demanding Trump's execution. Meanwhile, I say politically as an allegory, I will fight to the death to bring down Mueller. at a high noon showdown, like a Western movie. And they go, oh, he wants to kill him. Oh, Jones wants violence. When I'm all against violence offensively, everybody knows that. But Deep State launches a civil war and starts trying to hunt everybody down. Well, I don't think we're going to let them execute Order Number 66 and just sit here flat-footed, are we? No, that's a whole other ball of wax, another kettle of fish, a whole other country in its entirety, a country that we know well, that the enemy does not know well. The enemy just knows raping children on aircraft and you know, setting and doing nasty things. They don't know the business of fighting. They know the business of sending men that'll fight to do their dirty work under false pretenses. But that is coming to an end. That whole age is coming to an end. It's the battle of the gods, the Guta Dameron, if you look at it from one perspective. Okay, so Trump is pointing out these are globalists, these are traitors. Oh, Clapper says, oh, let me keep my security clearance. Brennan says, let me keep my security clearance, but I don't even ever use it anymore. It's no big deal. Yeah, right. That's what lets you communicate with the people you put in power, like Reality Winner, the lady that hated white people. She was white, member of ISIS, with a top secret security clearance, those type of folks. The mental patients that are trained like baby ducks imprinting on America hate. It's Rand Paul, the real patriot, who said revoke their security clearances. A powerful alliance between Trump and Paul forming. Ah, I told you. Year and a half ago, as we were working on that. And I know Matt Drudge was seminal on all that as well. Matt Drudge more seminal than us. Matt Drudge isn't on the internet. He's doing things behind the scenes very quietly. Never talking, just keeps walking. Now, continuing here, deep state in uproar over security clearance review of Obama officials. They want to communicate and command with their stay-behind networks, their operatives, their embedded mutinous organizations trying to sabotage the country as they become more desperate as the nation comes back from the dead now that the succubus has been removed from our neck. But first, before we go there, let's look at Clapper, former head of all the intelligence agencies, Office of National Intelligence, telling Congress we've never spied on anyone in the U.S. even once. That's like saying the sun never went up or never set, or that fishies never swam in the ocean, or that mommy didn't love baby. Or that Obama isn't an Islamicist, American-hating mental patient. So, here he is lying to Congress.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
I mean, hell, even under the warrants, they do it to millions. Because you can have a warrant on one person, it scoops up like 10 million, they were saying. Okay, so that's a whopper of a lie. It's like saying bananas aren't yellow. School buses aren't yellow. I mean, it's the flag in red, white, and blue. I mean, InfoWars isn't the tip of the spear. It's just it's upside down world. So let's go ahead and go to him on CNN. It has no viewers, but is the communications surveillance command base of the CHICOMs, the Islamicists who openly pay for CNN and the rest of it. Here's a Clapper. He's got the clap all right. Fires back at Trump for revoking security clearances. I thought Trump was talking about it. He should revoke them. Didn't he just talk about it? CNN can't even get their headlines right. Here it is.
I think it's off the top of my head. It's kind of a sad commentary where, for political reasons, this is a kind of a petty way of retribution, I suppose, for speaking out against the president, which I think are on the part of all of us are born out of genuine concerns about.
Oh, you're so concerned
about President Trump.
Sarah Sanders, one of the words she used, I'll just fill you in as you're getting this information, she referred to you guys all as politicizing and that you've monetized, essentially monetized your security clearance.
That's enough of that. Yeah. They're the Democrat cabal, Susan Rice, all of them that illegally surveilled Trump, got caught doing it. And all the text messages, how much they hate Trump, it's all come out. You're the scum. You're the filth that the globalists found to try to sell the country out. And at the end, you're getting your butts kicked politically. And you don't like it. But, man, you talk about lies. Just listening to that, I'm going to say it again. they communicate with their deep state operatives that still are in the government with the national security clearance. They talk to them now and give them orders or get classified info or leak it. It's a felony. Trump is doing this to stop them leaking. There's the headline. Trump is revoking security clearances of traitors to stop the leaking. That's it. Should have done it earlier. But let me tell you, these sacks of crap aren't going to stop leaking. And you better believe they got surveillance up the yin-yang now, legally and lawfully. And so they're all getting set up right now. And they're too psycho to know it. You always run into these weird egomaniacs. They have this fake confidence, but there's nothing behind it. They never built anything themselves. They were just hired by traitors to be traitors. And then you're like, dude, you're about to get your ass handed to you. And then as soon as the fight starts politically, they start begging for mama when their head meets the political concrete. Sorry. Here's Wolf Blitzer. And everybody knows I'm pro-Israel. I think Netanyahu is a lot better than the folks over there. I think they have a right to be over there. Because every time I say this, they say I'm anti-Semitic. If I say George Soros hates Jews and shipped them off to death camps and the WikiLeaks wants to overthrow Israel. The New York Times last week said, I hate Israel because I'm anti-Semitic because I don't like George Soros. I don't like a Nazi Jew. Whatever. But I point out that, Wolf Blitzer worked for the Israeli government. He was in Shin Bet and Mossad. And he's a high-level intelligence operative of Israel. The word is he now basically works for the Ford Foundation, the CIA, and the leftist arm. But the point is, look, dude, you don't need to be running U.S. media. Just like we don't need some CIA dude over there, in Israel being their main anchor. Just you're an American or you're not, Blitzer. It's simple. And I'm not against Israel, but Israel should not be involved in our internal politics. And we shouldn't be involved in Israel's, by the way, just like Trump said. Don't want to turn it over to the Palestinians to burn it all down in one day? No. Don't want a peace deal? Yes. Am I against all the Muslims? No. But the Muslims are run by the globalists. It's all on record. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Let's go to Wolf Blitzer, the Shin Bet. He's a double intelligence. Shin Bet Mossad operative. By the way, if you read deeply, when Shin was founded in 80, they hired him because he'd be a Middle East analyst. He is an Israeli intelligence officer. Here it is.
You remove security clearances from a James Clapper, for example, and you say, you know what, we're not going to bother talking to that person anymore. That's a potential national security threat.
So there you go, national security threat. Yeah, right. Let's play another clip here. Let's go to ABC's Terry Moran, spars with Sarah Sanders. Here it is.
The president is exploring these mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases actually monetized their public service and their security clearances and making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate. The president contends that the fact that people with security clearances are making these baseless charges provides inappropriate legitimacy to accusations with zero evidence.
So
we have further updates on that front.
Stop right there. So what they're doing is they're using their security clearance to get classified info, then spin it to try to kill peace deals in Korea, Middle East, you name it. These are saboteurs. So Trump would be involved in dereliction of duty if he didn't do this. This is a good first start. Now, these crooks aren't going to stop. Look, they can't stop being, pedophiles. Oh, yeah, most of them. Those guys, whoa, I tell you. You keep your kids away from them. They're going to still leak info, and now they're going to get indicted.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.